Another good day here. We've added a couple more good players to the Vikings. It's just been a really smooth process. I guess that's a testament to all the good people we have in the room. Our coaching staff, our scouts have worked, done a tremendous job gathering information on these players. We're very happy to add Willie Beavers, who played tackle at Western Michigan. We're going to use him. He has some versatility. He can play guard and tackle. We also added Kentrell Brothers just now in the fifth round. He's a mic backer. He's very productive. He's going to add depth for us. He's also a very good special teamer. So we're very excited where we're at right now. Any questions?
Seems like Brothers' short stature, maybe short arms, was the one thing that maybe docked him a little bit. But ultra productive, like you said, is that what kind of you guys liked about him?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard not to like him when you turn on the tape. He makes a lot of plays. I think he had over 150 tackles this year. He doesn't just do it on defense. He's a very good special teamer. He had 3 block kicks this year. So we're excited about adding him. He didn't run great at the combine, and he's not 6'3 and 250 pounds, but good players come in all quantities and shapes and sizes, so we're excited about him.
Do you see Beavers staying a tackle or moving to guard, or are you just going to kind of wait until you get him in here?
Yeah, I think we'll let Coach Zimmern and Sperano and the staff figure that out, but he was up there high on our board, just kind of sticking out, and he played at Western Michigan, but he played against some good competition. I mean, I watched him myself when I went through there versus Michigan State. They've got a pretty good front, and he more than handled his own. So we're very excited about adding him, and we know he can play left tackle. He can also slide inside the guard, maybe even right tackle. So
he started 50 plus games there, I know, at Western Michigan. Besides the consistency and the versatility that you mentioned, why was he so high on your guys' board?
He's big. Yeah. We like big linemen, and he's tough. He's physical, and we're trying to bring that mentality here. And I know Coach Sperano is going to do a great job of developing him because he has those tools that we're looking for. So,
what is the biggest thing he's going to need to do to be a left tackle in the NFL?
The biggest thing I think for him is technique. He's going to have to clean up some footwork. But he has good feet. He is a good athlete. He's going to need to get stronger. He's a big man and he can maul you, but there's just some play strength issues that I think he needs to work on. And just overall development of his game.
Going back to the first round, what did you see in Laquon Treadwell's tape compared to the 40 time?
Laquon was a guy where, another guy you turn on the tape, it's hard not to like him, like Brothers. I mean, he's just so productive. He didn't run great his 40, but, he plays faster than what he ran. He's a big physical receiver who I think is going to help Teddy in critical downs, red zone, third downs. We think he'll be productive that way. So.
Is Brothers seen maybe more of a two-down backer?
People say that, yeah, maybe so. But we think he gives us value because of his special teams as well, and I think he'll be a core teamer here.
The way he kind of has a nose for the ball, does he remind you of anything in particular, Brothers?
Not off the top of my head. He's just a really good player. He's just a little undersized. So.
Mac Alexander yesterday seemed like a consensus top corner when he asked a lot of people. Didn't seem like a pressing need for you guys when you look at the roster. Just too good to pass up at that point?
Well, yeah. I mean, because we had good value for him up there on our board. So, and he was a good player. All of our scouts that went through there liked him. Our coaches liked him. He's a cover corner, so you can never have enough guys.
You view him initially as a nickel guy, or how do you?
I don't know how they're going to start him off. I know he can play outside, but I think he has great value because he can slide inside and play nickel too. So,
Brothers, could you see him eventually maybe being a middle linebacker and then moving Kendricks outside, or how do you view that all shaking out?
Yeah, I'm not. I'll let Zimmer handle those questions, but we're just happy because we think he's a very good football player, and I think he's a mic backer. I mean, instinctively, that's the kind of guy that he presents himself as. So.